Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Spain and the Doñana National Park, where a team of hard-working firefighters have kept the national park wildfire-free for more than 9 years. And here's the kicker, folks. They're donkeys. The Burro Bomberos are donkeys who move around the national park, mowing down on dry grasses that are super likely to catch on fire if a wildfire is in the area, and end up creating a perfect fire break, like a moat around the national park. Grazing animals are great. We've talked about sheep on the show before, for sure. Lost sheep, sheep that are stuck on islands, and sheep that eat the grass underneath solar panels. We've also talked about goats that can be used to manage ecosystems in tough places like Riverside Park in New York City. And finally, we get to talk about donkeys. The theory here is that for thousands of years, donkeys, horses, and other animals were a major part of agricultural life. So for better or worse, they became a real part of the ecosystem and started eating tons of brush and grass, which, depending on the place, likely helped to manage some wildfire risk. Fast forward, now machines do all the donkey work, and there are way fewer farm animals around in Spain and basically everywhere. Wildfires are more and more common, due in large part to our changing climate. National park managers are trying all sorts of different ways to reduce wildfire risk. In the Doñana National Park, where it's been nearly a decade since they've had a wildfire, 18 rescue donkeys from the El Burrito Feliz Association, which translates to the Happy Little Donkey, are all part of the Doñana Firefighting Donkey Battalion. Some of their names include Mortadelo, Magallanes, Leonor, and Ume. I read about this in National Geographic, and it says here, from about March to November, these donkeys follow a pretty similar routine, day by day. For about 7 hours, they work along firebreak lines that are marked out by fences. They eat slowly and consistently all day and can graze a strip that's about 130 by 50 feet. They each drink about 8 gallons of water and then head home to chill out before doing it all again tomorrow. I think if you're a donkey, that's probably a pretty sweet gig. And these 18 donkeys in particular were rescued from a neglectful situation. They are well loved, they are respected, and they are appreciated for doing such good work for the national park. To make it all happen, there's a group of Mujeres por Doñana who bring water to the donkeys, particularly in remote, tough-to-reach areas where a vehicle just can't reach. This system of Burro Bomberos is spreading across Spain, with at least 3 other groups of donkeys replicating this firefighting success. There's a lot to love about this story. One, love a national park. Love that these donkeys are finally getting the respect and love they deserve. And it's always great when there is a natural solution to a problem that is relatively cheap, effective, and sustainable. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.